Yes, may it please the court. Mr. Flores Martinez has a particular social group that can be recognizable as family members of victims of organized crime in Mexico. He has testified credibly that he was the victim of a crime by La Familia in Guerrero, Mexico. And therefore, the case should be remanded to the trial court to let him pursue his claim,
sir,
under the asylum law.
May I interrupt you, sir? The IJ did not make an explicit nexus regarding a particular social group, did it?
No, Your Honor.
So why should we make that nexus?
I agree. The court, I don't believe the court can. I believe maybe that's one of the reasons it should be remanded to make this.
But counsel, as I understand the facts, your client testified that because of a woman he was dating or involved in a relationship with, a gang threatened that and beat him up, right?
Correct.
And so, And this was 20 years ago or so?
22, I believe, Your Honor.
So what evidence was there in the record that before the administrative law judge that if your client returned to Mexico, he would still be targeted by La Familia, given that his relationship with this woman that caused the original beating was 22 years in the past?
There would be no evidence of that, Your Honor.
Well, isn't that a requirement? Doesn't he have to show a fear that it would happen, that persecution would occur were he returned to the country of origin?
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor. It'd be the future well-founded fear of future persecution.
And if that's missing, doesn't he simply lose?
Yes, Your Honor. And so, the record does lack that, Your Honor. And yes, my client these occurrences did occur 22 years ago. He does have a fear from his past persecution that it would happen to him again. So we would submit that if he would still have eligibility for protection under Section 208 of the INA.
Well, but if you've basically conceded that there's, no evidence of nexus, or put it another way, there's substantial evidence to support the agency's finding of no nexus, that seems to dispose of the withholding claim. Why don't you address then the torture claim, which doesn't have a nexus finding?
The torture claim, Your Honor, would be that he would fear La Familia, which is a group that is that the government of Mexico is unwilling, unable to control, that he would suffer torture in the form of beatings if he were to return again to his native country.
But why wasn't it reasonable on this record for the agency to say that in its view it was not more likely than not that he would face torture? I mean, I understand there's an argument that they should have come out the other way, but that's not the standard we apply.
That's correct, Your Honor. The agency should have made that finding. But the under the standard, it would probably fail.
Moving to the asylum claim, sir, do you concede that the asylum application is untimely?
Yes, Your Honor. There is no acceptance of 1 year rule.
Well, we certainly appreciate your candor.
All right, Do either of my colleagues have any further questions?
No.
Mr. Olano, would you like to reserve your remaining time?
I'll reserve my remaining time, Your Honor.
All right, we'll hear from the attorney for the Attorney General.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. My name is Jonathan Ross, and I represent the respondent in this matter, the United States Attorney General. Today, Mr. Flores has the sizable burden to show how the record compels the conclusion that the agency improperly denied his case. As the court just heard, he's conceded that the asylum application was untimely, and he's conceded the other independently dispositive ground of his case, that there's no nexus to support his claim for statutory withholding of removal. Therefore, moving forward, the only claim that is presently live before the court is the claim under the Convention Against Torture, which substantial evidence supports. The immigration judge, as affirmed by the board, found that the single incident of harm Mr. Flores experienced didn't rise to the level of torture. In fact, his entire torture claim is predicated on the same encounter that was used to support his asylum and statutory withholding of removal. Because of this dispositive finding that the torture in the past didn't that the harm didn't rise to the level of torture, there's still a further inquiry that is made, and that's because past torture, although relevant, a Convention Against Torture claim is exclusively forward-looking. Because Mr. Flores does not show why the record compels reversal of the conclusion that of the factual finding that a clear probability does not exist to a future likelihood of torture, therefore he cannot survive. The petition for review cannot survive, and the court can resolve this claim by denying the petition for review and vacating the stay of removal.
Was there any evidence of acquiescence by a government official in the likelihood of torture?
No, Judge Foote. There was no evidence of acquiescence. In fact, Mr. Flores' testimony and his documentary evidence, as well as the argument of counsel, never even addressed the acquiescence component.
I didn't know if you had concluded.
Very well. Thank you very much. Not hearing any other questions, the government rests on the briefs. Thank you.
Do any of my colleagues have any questions? All right. Mr. Olano, you have some time left if you want to speak again.
I rest on the briefs, Your Honor.
All right. We thank counsel for their arguments, and the case just argued will be submitted.